I had some fun yesterday. It was a beautiful day. I did not have a wedding. I've been saving up some of my wedding money, and my wife and I went to get me some new suits. Now, this should be a fun process, right? Getting some new clothes are going to be nice. They had a deal going on where they're actually going to custom make them because I'm apparently not a normal shaped human being. And I don't, in my real life, I don't deal with tailors very often. Most of my clothes, I simply go to the store and buy them off the rack. And this was the first time I've ever had something made specifically like this for me. So I had to get up close and personal with a tailor yesterday. And it's an interesting experience to go through. The tailor was, shall we say, brutally honest as he was helping me, as he was tucking this in and pulling this up and rearranging this. And he's like, well, this is the apex of your belly. And I'm like, I don't choose to call it that. I don't know why you keep calling it that. And he said, well, he goes, the issue we're dealing with is the distance between your belly and your butt. And I'm like, I didn't know my butt was a problem. I really didn't. And he's tugging on this and pulling on it. And my wife's just laughing. She's sitting back and watching the whole thing. But it was a very vulnerable moment. There was really nothing. You know, a lot of times when I dress, I sometimes try to dress to hide some of my size. I'm a big guy, you know? So like, I follow some of those old rules. Like, I don't wear horizontal stripes, right? That you make me look, you know, like this, you know? I'm aware of those things. You know, I don't always wear big, bright colors that make me, you know, look like this giant thing. I mean, you know, I try to subdue it a little bit, you know? So it was very exposing to have someone that close to me. We were in this little space surrounded by mirrors, and he kept reaching around and measuring this part and measuring that part and telling me to relax. And it's hard to relax because you just stuck your thumb in my waistband and I'm trying to relax, but it's hard to do. And he's measuring this and that. And you know, any time that a stranger can refer to you with the term portly, that's when you're sitting there going, oh, this is a good day. This is a good day. I'm so glad I'm having this done. Halloween is this week, of course, as I talked to the kids about earlier. It's a fun time of the year. Goblins and ghosts and witches and superheroes, and we get to pretend to be something or someone we're not. And it's full of revelry this week. Our children are going to get dressed up this week. They're going to go around to our family and friends and strangers and cajole them for candy so that after they go to bed, mom and dad can have a snack. As I was researching some stuff about Halloween this week, one thing you find a lot of Christians have a problem with Halloween. Like many of our modern holidays, it has its roots deep in old pagan traditions. The Celts, in this case, believed that spirits came out on November 1st, and so the night before you would prepare for them on the eve, you would dress up in disguises because evil spirits would be out and you didn't want them to recognize you. But there was also good spirits, family and friends who had passed in the previous year, and so you would leave out food at your house, fruits and vegetables and meat that they could come by and eat before they proceeded on into the afterlife. And if the evil spirits did find you, they would often play mischievous tricks on you. So it's where a lot of the pieces of our modern day Halloween come from. And it's true that hundreds of years ago, these darker forces kind of ruled over the day. But that's not true today. Today, Halloween is ruled over by new forces like Hershey's, Russell Stover. Right? It doesn't mean what it used to mean. It's a fun holiday where we dress up and we eat candy. I mean, really, that's what it is. It's about having fun, pretending to be someone or something else. I get to put my mask on and pretend that I'm Captain America. I mean, that's just fun. The costumes are my favorite part. You get to play dress up. You get to be whatever your heart desires. My niece went yesterday, her and my nephew went to a Halloween parade up on the square in Independence. She is going to Halloween this year as something called Jojo Siwa. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is? Does she know what that is? JoJo Siwa, I don't know what that is, but my niece is infatuated with her. And so she has this whole outfit. She has these really bright pants and this really bright shirt that doesn't match the really bright pants. And this denim vest full of sparkly bubbles of all kinds and a giant bow in her hair. The bow was as big as her head. Apparently that's a JoJo Siwa thing, is to have this giant bow. And she went to the parade yesterday morning at 10 a.m. I saw her at my house at 4 p.m. still in costume. She was wearing the costume for the day. She was so happy that she got to be JoJo Siwa for the day. My nephew, on the other hand, donned a hockey mask and a machete. My nephew's 10, by the way. I asked him, have you actually seen any of those movies? Oh, no. No, they're too scary. Yeah, we didn't let him wear his costume all day because that just scares the neighbors. That's just, put that away. That's not good. It's cool, though. It's cool to take a break from being you and play like someone else. It's a fun respite. But then the holiday's over, right? November 1st, November 2nd rolls around, and we pack up the decorations, we take off the masks, we put them away for another year or more. Rarely are we the same thing every Halloween. I imagine next Halloween my niece won't even remember who JoJo Siwa is. But it gets you to thinking, as you're looking at the masks of this holiday, you know, a lot of us don't put our masks away. We put away the costume masks, but we don't put away the masks that we wear every day. The mask that we put on in order to interact with family and friends and neighbors and coworkers and strangers. The mask we put on to try to hide who we truly are. The mask where we try to disguise ourselves as something we're not. We do it all the time. We stare out at a world that is scary sometimes, that is big and daunting, that sometimes requires more of us than we think we can give. So we put on these masks, these disguises. We play dress up to be what we are not, so people don't see the real me. We pretend to be whole and healed, and really, we're broken and hurting. We pretend to be successful and confident when really we're unsure and scared. We pretend to have it all together, have it all figured out. I know my right from left, my up from down, my right from wrong. When really we're just making it up as we go. And often we're just lucky at guessing what to do next. We pretend to be busy and fulfilled when really we're lonely and wandering. We pretend to be found when really we're just as lost as ever. After a while, we start to get so comfortable with our game of pretend, we even start to forget who we really are under the mask, what our real identity is. We drift from cosplay to cosplay in our daily life, covering ourselves up, denying our true selves a chance to come out from under the costume and breathe. Sometimes we get really good at wearing a mask. As I've said many times, I, for about 4 years, worked out at Worlds of Fun in their haunted houses. I did it because I was making some extra money, but also I did it because I was very good at being under a mask. The makeup department out there, which is top notch, would spend about an hour dressing me up, getting me ready, disguising me as some brutal beast from the darkness. Then they would send me out in the park to scare good folks like you who had paid a tidy sum to come get scared. I'm a pretty good monster. I am surprisingly quick for as big as I am. And believe it or not, I can be pretty quiet. Those are two pretty good skills when you spend your night in the darkness. But my greatest skill that I have is my ability to assess your focus, to know where you're looking, what you're listening to, and whether or not you see me. If you see me, it's a scare of presence, right? I'm big, I'm scary. But where we really start to have fun is when you don't see me. Because my other skill that I'm good at is being able to assess how quickly I can cover the distance between you and me before you look back this way. As you're staring at that thing over there or listening to that thing over there, I'm able to get right here quickly and quietly so that when you turn around, we have a new interaction. I had a lot of fun doing that. But then the night would end. I would go back to the locker room. I would take off my costume and hang it up. I would go into the bathroom and wash my face, clean off all the makeup. And as I washed off the scary persona that I'd been wearing all night, there under it in the mirror was just plain old Mark. Not really a monster. I'm a husband and father and a minister and a comic book collector. There's nothing particularly scary about me or ominous. It's just me. Sometimes we have that moment of reveal when we find ourselves in the quiet time of the day, when everyone else has faded away and it's just us in the mirror. We catch glimpses of the real me. Tired and scared, worried and anxious, searching and seeking. The real me peeks out from under the mask I have covered it with all day and sees if it's safe to come out, sees if it's okay to be hurt and scared and vulnerable and worried and lost. And it is. It is okay to let that veiled self out, to uncover it and let it out into the world, the self that doesn't have all the answers, the self that doesn't know if everything's going to be okay, the self that is still wounded and weary. Because when we remove the mask, when we let our real selves out of the darkness into the light, that is when we find Jesus waiting for us. Jesus can't do much with our masked selves when we deny who we really are. Jesus has to wait for us to let him into the real me. When I take off the mask and say, "Here I am, Lord, with my mistakes and my sins, with my faults and my failures, with my blemish and my brokenness." When we take our real selves to Jesus without our costumes and disguises and masks, then Jesus can begin to work to heal our brokenness, to fill our emptiness, to answer our longing. When we emerge from the shadows into the light, that is when we begin to not need those masks anymore, when we can feel complete enough to leave the mask at home and simply venture out into the world as me. Not perfect me, not successful me, not confident me, but whole me. Filled me, found me. Halloween is this week, and I hope you have fun with it. dress up on Wednesday as something silly or something scary or something ridiculous. Give out candy. What better thing could there be in your day than to share candy? Go trick-or-treating. Take the kids with you, the neighbor kids, the grandkids, the strangers' kids. Take kids with you. Otherwise, you're just somebody begging for candy. Watch a scary movie. This is what Jackie and I do. This is our Halloween tradition. We get to watch. My wife doesn't like scary movies. I do. She won't watch them with me, except on Halloween night, we get a big bowl of candy to hand out to our trick-or-treaters. We sit down and we get to watch one scary movie that I get to pick. Now, there is some debate this year on whether or not we're going to do that, because a few weeks ago, if you remember right, I talked about the fact that we went to haunted houses with her sister for her sister's birthday. And I was very clear in the sermon whose idea that was. It was not my idea. I knew better. It was my wife's idea. However, she's trying to enter an amendment that says she doesn't have to do a scary movie this year because she went to the haunted houses. I am confident we will vote this down in committee, so plan on there being a scary movie this year. Have fun. It's Halloween. It's what it is. But when it's over, pack up the costumes and the masks. Put them away and venture out on November 1st as something that is really scary. Just plain old you. Because that person is the one that God loves. That person is the one that Jesus seeks. That one is the one that the Spirit fills. God bless. Be safe. And happy Halloween.